Can I first apologise to radio listeners that there is no audio included with the 38 degrees video with which I'm going to be commenting on, because it simply is music with all the facts shown as text on the screen. So there's nothing really to hear, but please do take the time to listen to the comments which I'm about to share with you. I think you'll get the idea of just how the video goes. I'm going to tell you that, straight out of the gate, that I'm for Brexit. I want to get out of the EU, but still be part of Europe. 38 Degrees have released their recent video, which is available a little bit lower down this page for you to watch and see for yourself. But about 38 Degrees, 38 Degrees members believe in democracy, that the more of us who get involved, the better. And nearly a quarter of a million of us voted on our people-powered plan for the EU referendum. Together, we voted to stay neutral and make sure that everyone in the UK has enough information to make an informed choice. This is the second of what will be many more fact checks to come, assessing claims made by both sides of the EU referendum. Now, if you go to the YouTube version of the video, there are lots of comments. 38 Degrees started off the comments by saying, "For sources, read the full fact check at fullfact.org/Europe/EU-referendum-voting-guide. Here come the comments. Fact 1. If we give 20 billion and get 10 billion back, does it take an economist to realise that we are 10 billion better off if we leave the EU? Next, Europe doesn't pay for our public services. We do. So this reeks of nonsense. You need to cite your sources, not just say, our experts say." And that's been followed up with, "Exactly. I've always thought that 38 Degrees were more likely a government-funded distraction than real campaigners about anything. Their stance on the BBC recently got me annoyed. Anyone who does any research or even listens to the drivel they put out on a daily basis knows the BBC are the propaganda department of the government, and 38 Degrees wanted us to sign petitions to help them. 38 Degrees are so dumb, they're transparent. Here they are again in fine form." Most economists say? How is that fact-checking? Which economists did you ask? The ones hired by the government for their campaign? This is a very poor video, covering only a fraction of the information on the Leave Remain issue. Far better information is available from many other sources. Not your best effort, 38 Degrees. Stick to your petitions. That was the worst fact comparison I have seen. Definitely one-sided, too. Hardly a comprehensive breakdown. I'm still largely none the wiser. This seems heavily biased in favour of the in vote. A vote to remain is a vote to end all sovereignty and give up our hard-fought right to independence to a bunch of unelected, unaccountable, failed politicians in Brussels, in the name of all that's holy, Brexit. Couldn't agree more. This is an in-campaign bias. What a refreshing change from the massively biased mainstream media, don't you think? I shall vote for what seems good to me. I smart at the line, "Immigrants may have an effect on public services." There is no may about it. Adding well over 250,000 each and every year certainly has an effect. Thanks for the video. A big claim made by the In campaign is that we'll be safer in the EU. Can you please fact check this claim? Thanks. Why would there be less money for public services like the NHS? Vote Leave. I agree with them. This is a piece of in propaganda. Nothing more, nothing less. And just saying, "our experts say," is not fact-checking, 38 Degrees.